Welcome to Accounting Recounted, the podcast that dives into the dynamic world of bookkeeping and accounting, keeping you up to date with the latest news, trends, and insights. I'm your host, Amanda Hendren, and since today is the official launch of our podcast, we're starting with a three-part series on small business bookkeeping. I wanted to start with this subject because I feel like when people start a business, they usually had some passion or talent or something that they were really good at, and they decided to turn that into a business. Typically, accounting is not the reason you started the business in the first place, and so we find that right from the beginning, bookkeeping falls to the wayside. This is typical, right? It's definitely not best practice, I would say, but it happens all of the time. Why? I think usually when you start a business, you're more concerned with things like getting new customers or clients or making the sale. Whatever it is, you're not worried about sitting down at your desk and doing your bookkeeping. I get it. There are things that are a higher priority, and that's okay. But I'm here today to help you start off strong with your bookkeeping if you're just getting your company started, or help you get back on the right track if your company has been around for a while and you just need to learn how to form some healthy financial habits. If you're wondering if this series will be helpful to you, ask yourself these questions. Do you currently have an accounting process in place? Do you categorize your bank transactions as they come in? For example, marketing, utilities or supplies, etc. Do you perform a bank reconciliation every month? Do you generate and review financial statements each month, like your balance sheet, income statement, or statement of cash flow? If you answered no to any of those questions, or maybe you're wondering what I'm even talking about, then this series is for you. Today, we're going to discuss bookkeeping basics. So we're going to dive into the fundamentals of bookkeeping and share our essential tips that will empower you to manage your business finances. In episode two, we're going to cover small business taxes, which I know most people really dread taxes, but that makes episode two all the more important because I want to help you prepare for that. And then in episode three, I'm going to give you step-by-step instructions on how to implement what we've learned in episodes one and two and set up your accounting processes for your company. So without further ado, let's get started. Bookkeeping may not be the most glamorous aspect of running a business, but it's definitely one of the most important. Effective bookkeeping practices can help you track your financial transactions, maintain accurate records, and make informed decisions about your business's financial health. Here are the three topics we're going to cover today. First, we're going to cover organizing your financial records, including some tips on how you can do that. Second, we'll talk about reconciling your accounts. And last, I'm going to give you guys some tips on maintaining accurate financial statements. So to begin, let's talk about the importance of organizing your financial records. When it comes to bookkeeping, organization is the key. You absolutely need to have a system in place to track your financial records. This will save you time and effort in the long run. Here are our three tips to help you stay organized. Number one is you definitely need to utilize an accounting software. So consider using accounting software to simplify your bookkeeping tasks. This will automate things like data entry, bank reconciliations, and financial reporting. Commonly used ones are like QuickBooks Online or Xero. They're relatively inexpensive and will handle most, if not all, of your accounting needs. Our second tip is categorizing your transactions as they come in. Not all at once at the end of the month or quarter or end of the year, but as they come in. You need to assign specific categories to your income and expenses. In accounting, we call these categories your chart of accounts. Commonly used categories include sales, supplies, rent or utilities, marketing, for example, but you can create custom ones based on your company's needs. Categorizing these transactions will help you understand where your money is coming from and where it's going. If you're not sure where to start, most accounting software can help you build a basic chart of accounts. Our third tip is establishing a filing system. We recommend keeping physical and digital copies of your receipts, invoices, and financial statements. Organizing them by date or category makes it easier to locate or reference them when you need them. And if you're really on top of it and you use an accounting software, you can normally upload digital receipts to individual transactions for even better record keeping. So let's say you have implemented these three things and you have your records organized. Now it's time to move to the next important aspect of bookkeeping, which is reconciling your accounts. Reconciliation involves comparing financial records to your bank statements to ensure that you have accounted for everything. This process typically helps identify discrepancies or errors that might have occurred, and here's how you can effectively reconcile your account. The first thing you can do is regularly review your bank statement, and I cannot emphasize this enough. Set aside time each month to review your bank statements. When you're doing this, you should be looking for discrepancies such as missing, duplicate, or unauthorized transactions or fraudulent activity. Staying on top of this every month will ensure that you're catching things as quickly as possible, which makes them much easier to correct. The next thing you want to do is perform bank reconciliations. Your accounting software can usually help you reconcile this and streamline this process, but what does that mean exactly? This involves matching the transactions in your accounting software to the transactions on your bank statement. Go through them line by line. For example, if you see your rent payment come through on your bank statement, you need to make sure that you correctly booked it to your rent expense account. And then once you've gone through everything, if there are any discrepancies, you need to investigate those and get them resolved. Reconciling your accounts ensures that your financial records accurately reflect the transactions that have taken place. Now, let's move on to maintaining accurate financial statements. Financial statements provide a snapshot of your business's financial position. They consist of the income statement, the balance sheet, and the statement of cash flow. Here are our tips for maintaining accurate financials. Number one, track your revenues and expenses. Record all income and expenses in your accounting software accurately. Be diligent about categorizing transactions to generate meaningful reports. If you're performing your bank reconciliation each month and resolving any issues, this actually should already be done, which makes it even easier. Number two, review your financial statements regularly. And by regularly, I don't mean once a quarter or once a year. I mean, take the time to review your financial statements on a monthly basis. This will help you to identify trends, analyze your business's performance, and make informed decisions. Now that we've covered the basics of bookkeeping, let's discuss some time-saving tips that can streamline your bookkeeping process. Number one, automate repetitive tasks. If you can leverage technology by automating tasks like data entry, invoicing, and reconciliations, do it. This will minimize manual errors and save you hours and hours of work. Number two is set aside dedicated time. Schedule regular bookkeeping sessions on your calendar, and here's the key, actually stick to them. Consistency is key to staying on top of your financial records. And with that, we are at the end of today's episode. We've covered the fundamentals of bookkeeping, from organizing your financial records to reconciling accounts and maintaining financial statements. Remember, effective bookkeeping is vital for managing your business's finances successfully. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Accounting Recounted. We hope you found the information shared here valuable and practical. If you have any questions or would like to suggest future topics, please reach out to us through our website or social media channels. Until next time, keep mastering those bookkeeping basics and driving your business towards success.